بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable and respected معلمات السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله it is with the grace the fazal the karam of Allah تبارك وتعالى that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another opportunity of sitting and making some fikr for deen leaving our homes and coming and studying and learning the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us and Allah ta'ala make it a means of earning His pleasure and rada, and Allah give us tawfiq that whatever we learn in the madrasa, inshallah, Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal and practicing on it. Inshallah, today we're going to speak about the importance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how to implement it in our maktabs. The lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that every Muslim should strive that how we can practice and how we can follow Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything that he did. Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif regarding him, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Let's say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your ummats, say to your followers, if you love Allah, if you love Allah, and we all claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then one easy way to show our love for Allah, one easy way to show that we love Allah, is to follow in the Mubarak footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow my footsteps. In other words, follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the way, the tariqah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ By doing this, you will attain two favors. One is, you will attain the love of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And secondly is, Allah ta'ala will forgive all your sins. An easy prescription for us, an easy way for us to earn the forgiveness of Allah and to earn the love of Allah is to follow in the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْن I have left behind for you two things, كِتَابُ اللَّهُ وَسُنَّةَ Kitabullah wa sunnatu rasulihi, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnat of his rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any person who holds on to the sunnat, and this also has been explained, addu alayha bin nawajiz, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that hold on to my sunnat and the sunnat of my khulafai rashideen and hold on to this as tight as you can with your teeth. So here there's so much of emphasis mentioned in the Quran, mentioned in the Hadith, about a Muslim following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at from the time we wake up in the morning till the time we sleep at night, there's so many things that are all that a person has to do. He has to wake up, he has to go to the toilet, he has to make wuzu, he has to brush his teeth, he has to wear his clothes, he has to read his namaz, he has to have his breakfast, he has to go to work, and the rest of the day, every part of his life, everything has been explained to us in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no aspect of life wherein there is no guidance for us from the Mubarak Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person wants to get married, then there is a sunnat way of getting married. If a person wants to do business, then this there is a way of doing business. If a person's got neighbors and he wants to know how to interact with them, then there also there's teachings from the sunnat. And if he's got a guest that's coming, how he should behave towards his guest, then there's guidelines from the sunnat. And every single thing in our lives has been explained to us from the Mubarak Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can live our lives. We can live our lives in accordance to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one dua that comes in the Hizbul Azam. In the Hizbul Azam that's written by Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi. Beautiful dua. Allahumma ja'al nabiyyana lana farata wa hawzahu lana mawrida. Oh Allah, make our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be waiting for us in the akhirat. when we come there into the akhirat, when we come into this next life, then let it be that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for us. Allahumma ij'al nabiyyana lana farata wa hawdahu lana mawrida, and his hawz, the hawz al-kawthar, let it be a place, a meeting place for us, where we all will meet up. You know, sometimes you're traveling somewhere, you say, let's we meet up at a certain place. So you all left yesterday, we leave today. We all are leaving on different occasions, but then there's one place where we all will meet up, inshallah. And Nabi sallallahu, in this dua, he's saying, let that be the Hawz al-Kawthar, where all of us will meet up. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, all the awliya Kiram, our family members, our relatives, our friends, those who have passed away, those who are alive, we have one meeting place, and that's the Hawz al-Kawthar. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته وجعلنا من حزبه. والله, let it be that on the day of Qiyamah, when my hashar takes place and I have to stand up on the day of Qiyamah, let me stand up from his jamaat, I mean from the jamaat of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give me tawfiq of making amal and practicing on all his mubarak sunnats. وتوفنا على ملته, and oh Allah, give me tawfiq that I die upon his creed and upon his way. وجعلنا من حزبه, and on the day of Qiyamah, let me be with his jamaat. Let me be with his jamaat, with the jamaat of Hazrat Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لا تفرق بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به ولم نره. Oh Allah, don't ever separate us. Don't ever separate me and Hazrat Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let it be that we are always together, always together. Allah, give us that tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala, fill our hearts with love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we want to be with him, and we want to practice his sunnats, and we want to be like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a sign of true iman, that a person, he has developed a deep sense of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. It is mentioned in a hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That no person can be a Muslim, no person can be a believer until Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to him than his father, than his parents, than his children, than everybody else, than himself. That he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even more than he loves himself. In other words, he's prepared to sacrifice even his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like how we have seen so many examples in the past of people who sacrificed their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were times when people spoke ill of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the youngsters who came and gave their lives, just recently about a year or two years ago, a young Chechenian boy, he heard that there's somebody who is making a mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went and killed him. And then they said, you know what, you're going to get caught, the police are going to catch you. He's not worried about all that. He says, my life can go, but I will not be prepared to see anyone mocked Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is true love. Person is prepared to sacrifice his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like that, we all claim that we are lovers and we are ashik e Rasul. We love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there has to be some way, some tariqa, where we can show our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very, very simple, easy way, easy method for us to show our love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in three ways, in three things. Number one is to read lots of Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two is to practice on all the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three is to sacrifice our lives for the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mission for which he came was to spread Islam and to spread Deen in the four corners of the world. So we will continue with his mission because of our love and our attachment that we have with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows, inshallah, because of these three actions, because of us reading abundant durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of us being passionate of the sunnat and practicing on all the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and number three is giving our lives and sacrificing our lives for his mission, that is to spread Islam, who knows, this will earn us the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, who knows, inshallah, we may be very, very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these actions. So today we're speaking, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're speaking about this important aspect of sunnat and practicing on the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now one is the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we do in our history kitabs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkah. His father had passed away. His name was Abdullah. His mother's name was Amina. He was 6 years old when she passed away. Abdul Muttalib was his grandfather. He passed away when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 8. Then Abu Talib took care of him. Then at this age he went for the journey to Syria. And this is when he came back. Then he married Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. Then he became a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the age of 40. So we know the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we teach the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the maktab, which is so important. It is very, very important for every person to learn and to know the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But more important than just learning the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to implement the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More important than just learning the facts about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to implement the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept? How did he wake up? How did he make wudu? How did he go to the toilet? How did he eat? How did he wear his clothing? How did he perform salah? How did he interact with his wives? How did he interact with his neighbors? How did he interact with his business partners? Different aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We try and learn and we practice and implement. Now a person is drinking water, but he's drinking with his left hand. A person is drinking water, but he's standing and drinking all in one gulp. A person is sitting down to eat, but he never washed his hands before he sat down to eat. After he ate, he didn't wash his hands again. To wash your hands before eating is one sunnah. To wash your hands after eating is another sunnah. So to practice on these Mubarak sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah give us the tawfiq and fill our hearts with the true love for Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every aspect of his Mubarak life means everything to us. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu anhum, they would never ever sacrifice anything. They would never ever sacrifice any of the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for anyone or anything. Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu is sitting. He's sitting down to eat in a foreign country. In a foreign country, and in front of him are nobles of that country, wealthy people, rulers of that country. And whilst he's eating, a morsel of food falls on the dastarkhan. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu immediately picks it up and he eats that morsel, because this is a sunnat of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me practice on the sunnat. People told him, hey, don't do that. This is not like cultured in this place. His answer was, "Atruku sunnata habibi liha ulai al-humaqa." Must I leave out the sunnah of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these fools? I'll never do this. My love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is too great. Doesn't mean that now my Nabi has passed away and he's no more with us. His sunnah is still with us. His lifestyle is still with us. That he's still living, and that we will continue with. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically showed us this. He showed us this here. He showed this practically in his life, how it can be done, how a person lives his life. Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu anhum showed us practically that how if we live our lives according to the sunnah, this is what will bring our success. Today we feel that if we move away from the sunnah, then this will bring us success. If we are supposed to be eating on the dastarkhan, then we move away from this. Now we start eating on the table. Start eating on the table. Why? Because everybody else is eating on the table. The kuffar all eat on the table. Now why we must sit on the floor and eat? But this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me abandon their ways, their lifestyle, and practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the miswak. He used the miswak so much so that Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that so much Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam told me to use the miswak that I thought it will become faraz for me. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, the first thing he did was make miswak. When he made wuzu, then he made miswak. After he ate, he made miswak. Before entering his house, he made his miswak. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the last and the final stages of his life and he was about to pass away, he asked for a miswak, and I brought the miswak and I gave him that miswak. And I chewed that miswak in my mouth and I gave it to him. And one of the last actions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced on before he passed away was the usage of the miswak. How many of us are punctual on using the miswak? How many of us are punctual that we know for every wuzu that we make, we're using the miswak? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says a person who makes miswak, makes wuzu and then reads namaz, his namaz is multiplied, the sawab and the reward of his namaz multiplied by 70. So one is you'll get one reward, And one is you'll get 70 rewards. How can we ever think about taking one reward when we can take so much? If we worked at a certain maktab, madrasa, and they offered us a salary that you can take, this package here, there's 1,000 rand, this package here, there's 70,000 rand. 1,000 rand, 70,000 rand, which one you want? We'll all jump and take the 70,000 rand. No fool will take the 1,000 rand and walk away. Why? Because he knows the value of rands and cents. This value, we have learnt it. How valuable is rands and cents, we have learned. But the value of a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not learned. So to try and practice on all the Mubarak sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all try and bring these sunnahs alive. And this is why, one of the reasons why in the maktab, this subject has been implemented. This subject of sunnahs have been implemented. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who loves my sunnah loves me, and who loves me will be in Jannah with me. Who loves my sunnah, then that person loves me, and who loves me will be in Jannah with me. May Allah bless us with Jannatul Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with Jannatul Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with Jannatul Firdaus in the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very easy prescription. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who loves my sunnah, then that person loves me. And that person who loves me will be in Jannah with me. Let us try and see how we can practice on every sunnah. We know that this is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dressed. If it's a boy, then he kept his pants above his ankles. And he wore a topi, he wore a turban. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his right shoe on first and then the left shoe. And when he removed, then he removed the left shoe first and then the right shoe. And when he ate with his right hand. And he read Bismillah before eating. So all these sunnahs, we bring it into our lives. Every single sunnah, we try our best to implement it. And in this way, inshallah, we'll earn the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with us. In this zamana that we are living in now, we are living in a zamana where the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is becoming extinct. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now becoming extinct. You hardly finding people practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are opting to rather follow a Western way of life, to follow the kuffar way of life, to follow the lifestyle of our enemies, rather than following the lifestyle of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in a zamana of fitna, a person revives and he brings alive a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed. That person who brings alive a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a time of fitna and corruption on this earth, then for him will be the reward of 100 martyrs. Every Muslim desires and hopes and wishes and makes dua. Allah blesses him with a mot of shahadat. Allah blesses him with a mot of martyrdom, that he can die as a shaheed. His blood will flow from his body and he will give his life for Allah and for Islam. That is the wish of every Muslim. Ya Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, one sunnah if you bring alive. People stop practicing on that sunnah, and you, because of your efforts, you brought alive that sunnah, you'll get the reward of not one shaheed, not two shaheed, not three shaheed, you'll get the reward of 100 shaheed. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he explains this point. He says, you must know, if a person has a wallet and he has 1,000 rand in that wallet and he loses that wallet, then he announces a prize, he announces a gift, that any person who finds my wallet, then I will give him a reward. And the reward is not the whole 1,000 rand. You don't say, I'll give him the whole 1,000 rand if he finds my wallet. You say, I'll give him 1/10. 100 rand I'll give to the person who finds my wallet. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the sunnah of my Nabi is lost. And that person who brings alive the sunnah, he'll get the reward of 100 shaheed. So that's part of the reward. The full reward of practicing on the sunnah, that only Allah Ta'ala will give us. Only Allah Ta'ala will give us that reward. So much of sawab in reviving the sunnah. Now each of us, each and every one of us, every single apa, every single muallima who is gathered here today, we can also become revivalists of our time. We can also become revivalists, provided we make this intention that we're going to try and revive the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, easy ways In the maktab, we have one kitab, it's called 100 sunnats. It's in the back of the practicals kitab. It's also printed separately. 100 sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnats are thousands of sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here we're just speaking about 100. 100 sunnats of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's so easily explained. Sunnats of istinja, sunnats of sleeping, sunnats of eating, sunnats of dressing, sunnats of waking up. Miscellaneous sunnats, they're all very easily explained in the kitab. And in there you will find there's about 100 sunnats of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are mentioned in this kitab. And it is desired of us that in the maktab we try and implement these sunnats. Now every day a child goes to the toilet, every day a child eats, every day he sleeps, every day he changes his clothes, every day he drinks water, every day he wakes up in the morning, and all these sunnats are day to day sunnats, daily sunnats, which all of us are doing and practicing every day. Now if we can just take out the time, if we can just take out the time and go through these different sections with the children in our class. We don't have to look at now what is the syllabus. Syllabus maybe just only about 5 or 10 points. But we see how we can drum every sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this desire and with this hope in our hearts and minds that these children will practice on these Mubarak sunnats. These children will practice on the Mubarak sunnats and they will become a means of our najat and our success. Can we imagine how happy Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will get to see that the ustad or the apa is trying to implement and teach the Mubarak sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the class. So if you took for example as the sunnats of drinking, now we explained that when a person drinks, then he mustn't drink from a bottle, he must pour the contents into a glass, he must read Bismillah, he must hold the glass in his right hand, he must drink in 3 sips or 3 breaths, he must sit and drink, he must not blow into the utensil. All the sunnats have been taught, but thereafter teaching it, then we make them write it out, we can make a chart of it. But then see that it's implemented. Get every child in the class to hold a glass and do it with them practically. How are we supposed to do? And if you ever catch a child and he's standing and drinking, or he's drinking in his left hand, they reprimand him immediately that this is not the sunnah is like this. So slowly with little bit of correction, that will become second nature for this child. Never a day in a child's life is going to ever hold a glass in his left hand and drink, or he's never going to stand and drink. Why? Because this became natural in his life. Who taught him how to do this? His apa taught him. His apa, his maulana, they taught him how to drink like this, they taught him how to eat like this, and now he's practicing on all these sunnats. Allah give us the reward and the ajar of this. Allah give us the sawab. Allah give us the sawab and the ajar of this here. How we can try and do it, how we can try and bring it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. We ourselves become pabund on the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we make the children in our classes also pabund on the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one easy way for us in our maktabs, how we can implement the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can imagine how happy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get, inshallah. How happy he'll get that so and so teacher in so and so maktab, in so and so area, is busy teaching them my sunnats. This will bring about so much of happiness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah ta'ala, today we discuss about the Mubarak sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we can implement it in our lives and how the children can implement it in their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.